9th Perek of Gittin, 4th Mishnah. Shloisha Gittin Psulim. There are 3 Gittin that are possum at Rabbanon. And since it's only Mitzvah Bonim, Nisa Zavad Kosher. If she does get married with his get, they didn't pass it completely, and the child that comes out of that marriage is a kosher child. What are they? Kosev Iksav Yod Aveinu Levedim. He wrote with his handwriting, but there's no witnesses. A tremendous chiddush that it says that this mission is like Reb Meir, that says that the signature makes the document work. Here, he himself wrote it. That's the biggest proof that his intention is to divorce his wife with it, and therefore it's kosher. Yeah, ben Rabbanon, they pass it because if you permit a get without signatures on it, it may come to be marsha a get written by the sefer without signatures on it, which according to Rabbi Meir is possible. Rabbi Lezer says, you know, that's kosher as long as you give it over in front of Eidim. Rabbi Meir says that Eidim have to be written the document. That's the first one. Yeshul of Eidim, vein bo zman. The get was written without a date. Also, they pass on Rabbanon because of various reasons. One reason is because we're concerned that if his wife is a relative of his and he caught her being mezana, so she could get the death penalty. So write a get without a zman on it. And then they'll say that the get was given before the illicit act. And we don't want that to happen because she deserves the death penalty. Let her get it. Another reason is because of Paris. Because from the time written the get, the time of the divorce, the husband is not entitled to eat the fruit of her land. So here, we're also concerned if there's no zman in the get, he's going to sell the Paris of her property. And when people are going to say, how could you sell the fruit of her land? You sold it after the divorce. He's going to say, what do you mean? It was before the divorce. And we won't be able to prove that it was after the divorce because there's no date on the divorce. So anyway, this get that it doesn't have a zman, there's room for people tricking with it, and therefore they pass it to Rabbanon. A third case is, Yesh bo zman avel ein bo ela ed echad. It has one witness. Yeah. The Gemara, there's a discussion whether this ed echad is talking about when the husband himself wrote the get, or even when the sefer wrote the get, that the effort it's kosher. Why? I need 2 edim, because the sefer himself is 1 ed. One who wrote it is an ed. Yeah. I'll call upon these who absul the nieces of blood kosher, but the effort of blood is kosher. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Avi Shenel of edim Eilu Shenosim Bifnei edim kosher. And that which we say that if it doesn't have edim, it's possible. Rabbi Lezer says that no, he holds edim is sira kalti. The edim that create the get are not the edim that are written the get. That observe the transfer of the get from the husband and wife, and therefore it's kosher if there's no edim on the get itself. If it's a document of sale, IOU note, then also you can collect from, it creates a lien on the property, and you collect from people that buy the property of the moicher or the loiver afterwards. Nevertheless, his opinion is that there's no reason to sign the get. As long as it's given over in front of people, it's kosher. Why does he admit that the minhag is to sign the names of the get? That's a tikkun olam, a takon d'rabbanan. Maybe the edim are going to die and we won't be able to verify the document. So therefore, they prefer to have the signatures written in the thing, and then we'll find people that recognize the signature.